Unit 2. Reading. The Race to the Pole.
It was October 1911, and in Antarctica, Captain Robert Scott and 11 companions were setting off to the South Pole. Nobody had ever reached the pole before. In front of them lay 1,400 kilometers of snow and ice. However, Scott had a rival. The Norwegian explorer, Roald Amundsen. Amundsen had originally planned an expedition to the North Pole, but the American explorer, Robert E. Peary, had beaten him to it. So Amundsen had changed his plans and sailed south to the Antarctic. The two expeditions were very different. Scott had chosen horses to pull his group sledges. He also had a few motor sledges. Food and fuel for the expedition had already been placed along the first part of the route. Amundsen, however, set off with only 4 companions and 52 dogs to pull their sledges. They didn't take a lot of food with them. When the men and the dogs needed food, they killed one of the dogs and ate it. Scott's expedition started badly. The motor sledges broke down, and the horses couldn't survive in the cold weather. Scott sent most of the team back to the base. Then he and 4 companions walked the rest of the journey, pulling their own sledge. Amundsen reached the pole first, and when Scott's group finally arrived, they found a Norwegian flag there. Bitterly disappointed, they started the journey back to the base, but they never reached it. Just 18 kilometers from the base, they were trapped in their tent by a terrible snowstorm and died there. As for Amundsen, he returned home as a hero. Then in 1928, he learned that his friend, Nobile, an Italian explorer, had disappeared in the Arctic. Amundsen set off by plane to look for him. Nobile was later found alive, but Amundsen was never seen again.